This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Gus Johnson, the oldest living man, and shaving balls. You'll hear that coming up in just a few minutes.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The scientific eggheads have committed a mortal sin. They want to start cloning people now. I've seen it on CNN. They can't cure the common cold or arthritis of the bone. But somehow they found the time somewhere to build my effing clone. So I'm officially asking these idiots now to leave my clone alone. 'Cause we damn sure don't need another me. And the losers I owe money to will wholeheartedly agree. Yeah, 4 or 5 Britney Spears is now something I might pay to see. But just put me in with the Hitlers and the Manson family. 'Cause we damn sure don't need another me. I wouldn't wish on any clone to have to live my life. I'd probably find some clone of mine recloning with my wife. So when they want to build another me, I think I'll have to pass. 'Cause I'd hate to be the jerk in jail for whooping my own ass. Yeah, we damn sure don't need another me. The one we got's one check away from the penitentiary. Yeah, a gang of Raquel Welch's was a teenage fantasy. But just put me in with the Mouse A-Tongues and the Partridge family. 'Cause we damn sure don't need another me. We damn sure don't need another me. Sure don't need another me.
Oh, yeah!
Yes! Yes!
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, here's a sports story. Saturday, they call it the game, the rivalry between Michigan and Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
In Columbus, Ohio. And two of my favorites, Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt, were doing the play-by-play. And Michigan looked like they were going to... score a touchdown They were like on the 2-yard line going in, and Michigan threw the ball and was intercepted. And here's what the play-by-play sounded like. Gus Johnson, the play-by-play guy, got a little bit too into the excitement on the field.
Warren looking, and it's intercepted at the goal line. Jack Sawyer, the hero.
What he said was it was intercepted at the goal line by Ohio State defensive end Jack Sawyer.
He sounds like he's mid-E-Jack.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And let's listen to it again, shall we?
Warren looking. And it's intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable.
That's not professional.
Wow, Jack Sawyer.
That's great. Now, my take is Friday, was it Thursday? Thursday or Friday, I was watching Pardon the Interruption on ESPN. Tony Kornheiser had a little laryngitis, and that sounds like Gus Johnson had laryngitis.
It does.
And who, do we have any guesses on who patient zero was?
Let me think.
Don't look at me. My voice is fine.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that right?
Ace had laryngitis.
Ace. Yes. So you shortly after you had it.
Yeah. We all had it shortly after you had it.
One of my girlfriends called yesterday. She has laryngitis. I blamed you for that.
Are you kissing
I don't.
Women?
I don't even know her. Well,
why are you kissing so many women?
And we were talking about Mac Hollins, a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, insists on not wearing shoes most of the time.
Yeah.
Although he does wear cleats on the football field. Great question. Now, Bengals legend Chad Ochocinco Johnson recently revealed when he was playing his ritual of using his fellow player's urine to prevent injuries during a recent episode.
What?
Of the sip it? Podcast 7 p.m. in Brooklyn with Carmelo Anthony, Mr. Johnson revealed his ritual of using his fellow player's urine to prevent ankle injuries. Chad was questioned.
Does he pour it on himself? Does he drink it?
Does he pass a bucket around the locker room? How does that work? I'm taking donations over here.
About a 2016 interview in CBS where he explained that he soaked his ankle in urine that had been heated up.
Oh, yeah.
He responded, yeah, that worked.
It worked.
Said the remedy came from his grandmother and added, there's a reason I've never been injured, home remedies.
Yeah, my grandma was a real piss fiend.
Like the golden shower.
That is a dysfunction. Aaron Rodgers said, hey, that's nuts. But the other guy, the barefoot guy, thought that was a great idea.
Mac Hollins.
Makes perfect sense. Can you play the guy screaming again?
Sure. Here's Gus Johnson.
Warren looking. And it's intercepted at the goal line.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah. What was that guy's name again?
That's Howard Dean.
Yes,
remember
Howard
that
Dean.
Lost the presidency right there.
Remember when
And
that
you know what? He was just a little ahead of his time.
Yeah, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's funny. He would get elected for doing that.
I mean,
now it's
no holds barred. Yeah.
Yep.
God, it's amazing.
That was considered
crazy.
But back then it was, we can't vote for that guy.
That in Dukakis with the helmet. Remember that one?
Yeah, the Jeep. The tank.
Well, I think that's timeless.
That was poor optics.
They say in what optics?
Yeah.
I like that. Poor optics.
Really?
Love it.
Washington, D.C. jargon.
Love it. Inside the Beltway, that's how we talk.
So I'm sorry. So Ochocinco.
Yes, Tom, let's talk this to death. Yes.
Well, no, I think it's fascinating.
How? Why? He pisses on his ankles.
No, he gets his teammates' urine.
He heats it up because it'll get cold. So, as a bedwetter, I know that.
Yeah, I do too.
So do you? do you pop it in the microwave?
I put it in a pan.
And
here's how bad I had it. I dreamed that I would only urinate.
Yikes!
I mean, again, how do you get it? You'd have to say to your
teammates,
"Hey, will you guys mind peeing in this?"
Wow.
Well, if they're really teammates, that's what they'll do.
So his grandma told him that
Chad,
his grandma told him that soaking his ankles in urine would
And he really didn't have any major injury.
He was, lucky she didn't recommend rubbing mud on it.
Chad.
hey, Spike, people, I'm going to need mud. I'm going
to
need a little bit.
Remember, he used to live at Bengal Stadium.
Right.
That? He didn't want to waste any money on.
Yeah, that's right.
Not a bad idea. Right.
See, due to inflation, his name's now Nuevo Cinco.
Yes.
That's one more than eight.
Well, Ocho Cinco is actually 85.
Oh.
Sure.
So 80.
But he's just 85, right?
85. Yeah, 85. So what would Nuevo be? 9? So that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, 9.5.
You didn't say Nuevo Cinco. You said Nuevo.
This conversation right now.
Christy, have you also noticed that we have not gotten to the biggest sports story of the weekend?
What was the biggest sports story of the weekend, Josh?
I believe you know the airing, the premiere Saturday night of Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh, that was Saturday night?
I did not see that.
How did I let this get away from me?
Was that on the Hallmark?
Why did you text us? I recorded it so I could watch it Sunday and fast forward during the commercial.
The Hallmark, was it on Hallmark?
It was on Hallmark.
Was it just as fabulous? Can you give us the overview?
The wonderful Hunter King and the great Tyler Hines.
Do they look like?
Yes, I know his work.
But listen to this cast. You got Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, wow. He's amazing.
I love
he's amazing.
Him.
Diedrich Bader.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from Drew Carey.
One of my biggest crushes of all time, Megan Price.
Oh, I'm not sure I know
she was
her.
In Rules of Engagement, married to Patrick Warburton in that show.
Oh, and, okay, yeah, I do know her.
Is she the one that's has the genius IQ?
Oh, I don't know. Richard Riley, you know, that great character actor. You would recognize him in a
I know him as Dickie Riley.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Craggly-faced character actor?
Kind of, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. It's...
Pockmark.
Not good.
Does it live up to the
it's
Hallmark?
Like, yeah, very much so.
Was fact, Kelsey's mom in it?
Yeah, Donna Kelsey plays a waitress or a manager of a restaurant.
She's good?
And she's fine. It's fine, sure. And then a lot of Andy Reid shows up at one point, a couple other players.
and by the way, if I could offer some advice, and nobody likes to laugh more than me, you guys know that.
Of course.
There's a commercial rolling around about Allstate Insurance, mm-hmm. I think, with Patrick Mahomes, and they have Andy Reid in it, and he keeps saying something like bundle or mm-hmm. bundle Ruski or bundle.
Right.
They need to stop that commercial right now because it makes Andy look like he has some sort of horrible head injury.
Oh, no.
They need to stop that. It's not funny anymore.
Really? I think it's funny.
I don't think
it's. Tom, they did something very clever in this Hallmark movie that I don't. So
they had the same actor play two roles?
But I always love that.
I do.
The main guy decides he's new to Kansas City. He wants to get some Kansas City barbecue.
They said,
you got to go to Nick and Nora's or whatever the hell it was. It was something like that.
The Thin Man,
it is something like that, And you got to try it. And so he goes, and he's eating ribs and barbecue, and then the girl comes in, and that's when they are first introduced. It is a... Meat
actually.
Cute. At a meat cute. Place.
Yes.
You mean
they don't ever say it.
Oh.
They don't ever say it, but I know exactly what
it's
doing.
A meat
they
meat cute.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Yeah, I think so.
We had talked about that recently.
Right.
There should be a butcher shop.
Nope. It's a barbecue place, not a butcher shop. Totally different.
No, but when we brought it up, this is the same notion.
Are you saying they stole it from us?
No, I'm just saying it's
is
a great idea that we all think alike.
I have a question. Can we go back a few stories? Nope.
Who is the guy that doesn't wear shoes?
Max Collins or whatever his name
is? Mac Hollins, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills.
Mac Collins.
I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, good.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Did he wear shoes while he played?
I don't think
he did.
It was allowed.
Might have been a childhood.
You can't probably play a sport in bare feet.
So. What about karate?
Boy, you know, Chick, do you feel... you feel embarrassed?
He really got you.
Well, you really show everybody where you live. I just sit here and you keep talking, buddy. That's what you do best. Okay.
It's a fair question. Talking. They call him Shoeless Joe. They don't call this guy Shoeless Dick Brain, whatever his name was.
Dick Brain.
Shoeless Dick Brain. Let's not forget.
You've never heard of if you wear...
Say it ain't so, Dick Brain.
You're supposed to go out and put your feet in the grass. You've never heard this before?
And ground yourself.
Yeah.
good way to get hookworms.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm just waiting for one of these barefoot guys to step on stage and get some bolt in his shoe.
If there's anything
be
funny,
carried off the stage.
Hookworm, I don't know what it is.
Oh, by the way, this Kansas City Hallmark movie?
Yeah.
It revolves around, and I laughed throughout the whole thing, thinking of Chick, a hat. There is so much hat talk.
I'm telling you.
So every now and again, you'll just hear a character go, well, what about the hat? Chick, you've got to watch it.
You put me, I will. Yes, I will watch it.
So much hat chat.
Damn right I like the word hat in comedy.
Sure. Nothing
really?
Funnier.
Oh, a hat and then fancy hat.
Oh, yeah.
I like that, too.
Sophie just bought a hat that says hat on it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We have a story.
Great idea.
We have a story in the news today that you're going to love.
I like meta fashion.
That's a hat on a hat on a hat. A man in Brazil has been named the world's oldest living man.
Oh.
Anybody want to guess how old he is?
I'm going to say 114.
Yeah, I'm going to say 114.
Because the guy who just died was an hour ago. The guy who just died was 114. So I'm going to say this guy was only a couple days.
Maybe a couple months younger.
He had to die because he had to be younger.
Right.
So you can't say 125.
You're wrong. Okay. Would you care to guess again?
113.
113?
Yeah.
Really? You're just
going 100.
What she said.
You know what? I'm going 109. I think there's a big gap.
I'll go 112.
This is exciting.
What are you going to guess?
I'm going to go 112. 112.
Following the death of John Tenniswood, J-O-A-O is his first name. Joao Marino Neto is the new title holder at the age of 112 days.
Ooh,
112 years, 52 days.
Wow.
What do you think of that? According to Guinness, he's the last surviving man who was born in 1912.
When told that the oldest man had died, and this guy said, lucky bastard.
Hey, I've been on deck for a while here.
Do we still have I'm tired?
Yeah.
Oh, we
do. Somewhere, don't we? I have a question. Do we have ability to get the picture for this?
Nope.
Sorry. This guy, if you've seen the picture, this looks like Weekend at Bernie's 3 weeks into the...
the excursion?
He says the secret...
this guy looks like he's been embalmed.
They always give us a little tip here at the end.
I am tired.
Yeah, there you go.
The secret to his long life is being surrounded by good people and keeping his loved ones close by.
Oh, boy.
What a...
We're dead before we hit 75.
Horse crap.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I am tired.
Yeah. Flossie, all right.
All right, Flossie Dickey.
Is it more or less dangerous to shave your pubes when your balls are that close to the ground?
Just as dangerous.
I think it would be easier because you could just pull them up.
Like a sham, like a strap?
Right.
When you shave, I can tell you don't shave your balls.
A strap, yes.
Because it's just like moving your nose out of the way.
Yes,
when you're
right.
Shaving your balls. Yeah. It's the same thing.
You shave?
Well, sure.
I mean, with like a razor blade?
Yes.
Yeah,
like
you can. I shave, but I use a lady chic.
Yeah.
Go lady chic, man.
I use a lady.
I use a lady.
I call BS.
I do too.
I swear to God. I'm not saying it's the current lady, but I have had a lady.
The lady who shaves mine pulls them out with her teeth.
Boy.
You know, ball lady trumps pie lady, Tom.
I had a ball lady for a while.
Yeah. You get somebody to come out in here.
Hang on.
We would appreciate
Is this with scissors and a comb?
It was a hairdresser from Charlotte. Yeah, and she was very capable.
Wait a second. Hell, guy.
So you sit in the chair and she would.
You know, I'm getting in trouble for this. But I'll tell the truth. Yeah, I was in the bathroom with my leg up on like.
So you were dating this woman. You weren't just getting her haircut.
She was homeless. I met her.
Hey, you want to make $15?
You said she was a hairdresser.
Yes,
you
I was dating her. Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't this take all of the romance out of everything?
It was kind of sexy, to be honest with you.
What would you know about romance?
Have you ever shaved a woman's legs? It's very
I have, and I did not care for it. I was nervous the whole time.
Really?
I like the I like the washing the hair. I like the shaving the legs.
Am I an employee? Of course not.
I thought I was going to nick her so bad.
Yeah, here's $10. We'll get this done with a Pat Godwin's pro. Her name is Charlotte. That's all I remember.
Hey, do you have the number to that ball lady?
Here's $10.
Were you nervous at all?
No, not at all. No,
Tom, would you date a woman who was bald? Because Cynthia Erivo is a bald.
Right. Yeah, she's very...
The actress from Wicked?
No, the jewelry employee over at 3rd and 19th. Yes, the actress from Wicked.
I don't think everyone is conversant with this young lady.
Oh, my gosh.
Important to establish who she is.
Isn't her name like a Flubba or something? What is it?
Elphaba.
Elphaba. What the hell's that?
Well, it's a name if you live near Oz. That's the kind of names you get. Do you think she's going to be named Shirley?
Maybe. Is that from the book?
Let me tell you something.
I didn't read the book.
I bet the movie would do a lot better if she was named Shirley.
We just find him. So that's our world record for today.
Yes.
I thought it was very exciting. Now, the last guy held the gig for a while. I wonder how long this guy's going to hold it. What do you think?
Well, I hope for another 10 years.
No, he won't.
I would like to ask him.
Not for long.
Yeah, that's a rough age. Age.
Maybe tomorrow.
I wish I'd died 20 years ago.
Yeah, everyone I've loved is dead.
I'm so lonely.
Even my children are gone.
I'm a burden and a bother. All right. Every time I go to sleep, somebody has to wake me up and make sure I'm still alive.
You know how many times I've woken up with a compact under my nose?
That's awful.
I hear I can run for president of the United States.
What's this mayor? politics.
The sharp shooting wit.
Old white guys. Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch, 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.